Attempted assassination at Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Trump raises fist in defiance amid chaos. Texas border business. July 13, 2024, an attempted assassination at a political rally for former President Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, has left the nation in shock. The rally, part of Trump's campaign activities leading up to the Republican National Convention, was abruptly halted by gunfire, resulting in chaos, injuries, and at least one fatality among the attendees. The atmosphere at the rally, initially filled with enthusiasm and anticipation, turned to panic as multiple gunshots rang out. Many attendees initially mistook the sounds for fireworks, but the severity of the situation quickly became apparent. Secret Service agents, trained for such emergencies, swiftly tackled Trump to the ground and formed a protective barrier around him. Despite the chaos and a minor injury, Trump managed to raise his fist in defiance before being escorted off the stage, signaling to his supporters that he was unharmed and undeterred. Eyewitness accounts vividly depict the confusion and fear that spread through the crowd. Attendees described seeing smoke and hearing the distinct sound of gunfire. Some witnesses mentioned the possibility of a shooter positioned outside the immediate rally area, highlighting the complexity and coordination required for such an attack. The Secret Service's swift response was crucial in neutralizing the threat and preventing further harm. In coordination with federal agencies, local law enforcement secured the area, treated the wounded, and managed the chaotic crowd. The incident underscores the importance of preparedness and the effectiveness of the protective measures in place for high-profile political figures. The attempted assassination brings to light the highly polarized state of American politics. This incident reflects the extreme measures some individuals might take, showcasing the deep divisions present in the country. As the Republican National Convention approaches, security will undoubtedly be a top priority. This event could influence public sentiment and voter behavior, emphasizing the need for unity and peaceful political dialogue. Reactions to the incident have been swift and widespread, with leaders across the political spectrum condemning the violence. President Biden and former Presidents Bush and Obama, among others, have emphasized the unacceptability of political violence and called for unity and civility. Trump's defiance in the face of danger will likely bolster his image as a resilient leader among his supporters, potentially galvanizing his base further. In the wake of this incident, protective agencies will likely review and tighten security protocols for future events, especially those involving high-profile political figures. Ensuring the safety of large gatherings will be paramount, with increases in visible security presence and more stringent entry checks expected. The attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump at the Butler, Pennsylvania rally serves as a blunt reminder of the volatile political environment in the United States. While the immediate threat was neutralized, the incident has far-reaching implications for political discourse, campaign security, and public safety. It calls for a collective reassessment of how political events are managed and highlights the need for a renewed commitment to peaceful and respectful political engagement. As the nation moves forward, addressing the underlying causes of such extreme actions and working towards healing the divisions that threaten the fabric of American democracy will be crucial. The focus must be on fostering a political climate where disagreements are expressed through dialogue and democratic processes, not violence.